I have dominion. Let us rise up on our feet this morning and begin to give him thanks and give him praise. Let us celebrate his faithfulness and his love, for his unfailing love. Are you thanking him this morning? Therefore, lift up your two hands to him and let God hear the voice of your thanksgiving this morning, of your appreciation. Give him praise. You slept yesterday night. You are woke strong and healthy this morning for his mercy, and for his grace. Are you now thanking him? Give him praise. He's worthy of it. Are you thanking him? Let thank him for the instant testimony that we enjoy all through Shiloh 2019. Let us begin to give him praise for the testimony that you have been coming in as aftermath of Shiloh 2019. Are you thanking him this morning? Give him praise. He deserves it. He demands it from us today. Let's celebrate him for his abiding presence in our midst, even since the inception of this ministry, even till now of this commission. Are you thanking him for all of our answers that God has answered from January till now? It has been his hand. Let's give him praise with a loud voice this morning. Celebrate him. There is no one that could have done this except him alone. Now thank him for his happening in your life, for the spirit of grace and supplication that everyone has enjoyed all through the year. Are you thanking him this morning for what he has in package for you and for me again this morning? Let's give him praise. He deserves it this morning. Let us celebrate him. Let's give him praise from the depth of our heart this morning. Let's thank him because all of our prayer today again shall be answered. Are you thanking him this morning? Are you giving him praise? Thank him. Thank him. Give him praise. He deserves it this morning. Let us celebrate him. Thank him because again you have come to Zion. Thank him because you are not returning the same way you appear in Zion today. Thank him because your desire shall be granted again this morning. He has not called the seed of Jacob to seek in vain, for everyone that seek him early, he shall surely find him. Thank him because this morning you have come early to Zion. You shall find him. God will be speaking to everyone again today. Are you thanking him this morning? Thank him because your thanksgiving and praise of this early morning shall be accepted from him. Are you giving praise this morning? Celebrate him. Today shall be your day of encounter again with his word. Today shall be a day to be much remembered in everyone's life again. Give him praise for it. Give him praise because everyone again shall be empowered again to wait upon him to the point of answer. Are you thanking him today? Wave your hands to him because today is another day in his presence. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. For in Jesus' name we are praying. Put your hand over Jesus as welcome to the priest.
That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. Lord, what you say you will do, that is what you will do. That is why you were called Jehovah. Lift a voice and say,
that is why you
were called Jehovah. That is why you were called.
That is why you are called.
ourselves to Jesus this morning. Hallelujah.
Almighty God, all powerful God, Almighty God, all powerful God, you are worthy to receive all my praise. You reign forever. Mighty God,
Son
of Jehovah.
Just a big hand of praise, and please have your seat in God's presence. I have dominion. We're commencing this morning with thanksgiving, saying, Father, thank you for turnaround testimonies, diverse healings, and deliverances that characterize Shiloh 2019 events. A louder amen. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17, upon Mount Zion shall be holiness, and there shall be deliverance, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Shall we rise in the light of that scripture and lift up our voices to God, giving him thanks for turnaround testimonies, for diverse healings, and for deliverances that characterize Shiloh 2019 events. Our God is worthy of all the praise. Ensure he's hearing your voice this morning with a heart of gratitude. We are saying, Father, thank you for turnaround testimonies, diverse healings, and deliverances that characterize Shiloh 2019 events. We have returned to give you glory. You deserve it. You demand it. You delight in it. Accept it of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Somebody give God thanks. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Lift your voice and lift your hand if you can and appreciate him. Our Father, thank you for turnaround testimonies. Thank you for diverse healings. Thank you for deliverances that characterized Shiloh 2019 events. It is marvelous in our eyes, and only your hand can bring this to pass. For this, we give you thanks and praise. Thank you, Father, for turnaround testimonies, for diverse healings and deliverances that characterized Shiloh 2019 events, both on the ground here at Canaan and all across the world at our viewing centers. We give you thanks for all. We give you thanks for all. These are your doings, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Is somebody thankful this morning? Are you sure you are making investments in God right now as we give him thanks? Remember, thanksgiving is application for more. Our Father, we thank you for turnaround testimonies, for diverse healings and deliverances that characterize Shiloh 2019 events. We thank you for instant testimonies. We thank you for spontaneous testimonies. We thank you for all forms of deliverances. They were happening on their own. It was simply wonders beyond numbers. And we give you thanks for all. We bless your name for all. Our Father and our God, thank you for turnaround testimonies, diverse healings, and deliverances that characterized Shiloh 2019 events. They were happening on their own accord by your mighty hand at work. For this, we give you glory. For this, we bless your name. For this, we honor you. Thank you, our Father, for diverse healings. Thank you, our God, for diverse deliverances. Thank you, Jesus, for turnaround testimonies that characterize Shiloh 2019 events, both on ground and online, both here at the center and across the world where Shiloh happened. We give you glory. We give you thanks. We bless your name. We glorify you both in the camp, oh Lord, and in the temple. Testimonies everywhere. Turnarounds everywhere. We give you glory for this. We bless your holy name for this. Is somebody thankful this morning? Ensure that your voice is registered in heaven as we appreciate the doer for diverse healings, for deliverances, for turnaround testimonies that characterize Shiloh 2019 events. Give him thanks. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing forth his loving kindness in the morning. Therefore, lift your voice, lift your hand, appreciate our God for diverse turnaround testimonies, healings, and deliverances that characterize Shiloh 2019 events. He that giveth thanks in the spirit, doeth it well. Now, let's give him thanks in the spirit, and you can give him thanks in your understanding. Olo bandi ala bantona elezonton shanta na maranta ediaza zoronta barandi ala bantona elezuza sante eshiada bambarando lorodama eko bantanene eriado zozo sharagabana aradozo braga banta eliaraganta na mambandolo orozonza ya barante esherando morodozi ebaranda abarante eko parana abarando somprandi ala bantaniana aduza zaranda ba God of Shiloh, receive our praise. God of Shiloh, receive our thanks. Mabonte niala bantana marozo zontamantononde eleriado zompranda la baranta. Receive all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand of praise, and please have your seat in God's presence.
I have dominion. In a moment again, we shall rise to give thanks to God. And this time we're saying, Father, thank you for launching this commission into higher realms of global impact through diverse encounters at Shiloh 2019. Genesis chapter 22, 16 to 18, we paraphrase that scripture, and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. Please rise to your feet this morning with hearts of gratitude. Let's lift up our voices as we give thanks to the Father. We are saying, Father, thank you for launching this commission into higher realms of global impact. Thank you for launching this commission into higher realms of global impact through diverse encounters at Shiloh 2019. Lift up your voice and let's give thanks to the Father. The limit has been broken. God has launched this commission into higher realms of global impact. Lift up your voice and let's give thanks to the Father. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for launching this great commission
into higher realms of global impact, multiplying the effect, increasing the span of this great commission all across the nations of the earth. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Lift up your voice with hearts of gratitude this morning. Let's appreciate the Father for increasing and launching this commission into higher realms of global impact through diverse encounters at Shiloh 2019. This commission has come to a whole new realm of global multiplied effect. Therefore, let's give thanks to the Father because it's increasing us on every side. Let's appreciate him from the depth of our hearts. Lift up your voice. Express your heart of gratitude. We are saying, Father, we thank you this morning for launching this great commission into higher realms of global impact via Shiloh 2019. The diverse encounters at Shiloh has opened new chapters, has opened new doors onto this great commission all across the nations of the earth. You are multiplying the effect. You are increasing our input. Therefore, we thank you. Lift up your voice. Let's give thanks to the Father. Let's do that consciously this morning. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for launching this great commission into higher realms of global impact all across the nations of the earth. You are multiplying us. You are increasing us on every side. Every limitation is taken off our path. Every barrier has been broken. Therefore, we say thank you. Lift up your voice. Appreciate the Father. Do that from the depth of your heart this morning. Ensure your heart of gratitude is connected with your words of appreciation this morning as we give thanks to the Father, saying, Father, we thank you for multiplying the effect of this great commission. We thank you for launching this great commission into higher realms of global impact, into higher realms of global manifestation through the impact of Shiloh 2019. Lift up your voice and show you are giving thanks to the Father. You are doing that consciously from the depth of your heart. We are ascribing all the glory back to the God that increases and expands the impact of man. Father, we thank you. We glorify you for launching this great commission into higher realms of global impact through the diverse visitations and the diverse encounters at Shiloh 2019. For indeed, you have declared that in blessing, you will bless us. In expanding and multiplying us, indeed, you are committed. Therefore, we thank you because the impact of this commission is spanning to greater dimensions, greater dimensions, greater proportions. Therefore, we thank you. Lift up your voice. Appreciate the Father. Do that consciously. Do that from the depth of your heart. Let's magnify him. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Celebrate Jesus with a big clap, and you may be seated.
I have dominion. Next, we are praying, saying, Father, thank you for the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost that has continued to draft multitude into this church since the year began. Acts chapter 2 and verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Shall we be on our feet as we lift up our voice of thanksgiving to the Lord this morning, saying, Father, thank you for the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost that has continued to draft multitudes into this church since the year began. Lift up your voice as we give quality thanks to the Lord. Father, we thank you for the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost that has continued to draft multitudes into this church since the year began. We return this morning with the heart of appreciation for drafting multitudes into this church since the year began. Lift up your voice and giving thanks from the depth of your heart, saying, Father, thank you for the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost that has continued to draft multitudes into this church since the year began. We thank you, Father. Jesus, we give you praise. We exalt your name, Father. Thank you for the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost that has continued to draft multitudes into this church since the year began. Our Father, we give you praise. Our Father, we appreciate you. Thank you, Lord, for the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost that has continued to draft multitudes into this church since the year began. We celebrate you, Jesus. We lift your name on high. We appreciate you today. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost that have been drafting multitudes of men and women into this church since the year began. Father, we thank you for the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost that has been drafting multitudes into this church since the year began. I appreciate him this morning. Exalt his name. Celebrate his faithfulness. He has been drafting multitudes into this church since the year began. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. We exalt you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost that have been drafting multitudes into this church since the year began. Father, thank you for the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost that has continued to draft multitudes into this church since the year began. Lift up your voice unto the Father and let heaven hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning unto our God. Our Father, we thank you for mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost that has continued to draft multitude into this church since the year began. We celebrate you, Lord. We lift your name on high. We return with the act of thanksgiving. We return with the act of appreciation. Father, we give you praise. We exalt your name. Thank you, Father, for the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost that has continued to draft multitudes into this church since the year began. I appreciate him the more. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Adoration unto him today. Father, thank you for the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost that has continued to draft multitudes into this church since the year began. We return with the art of thanksgiving. We return with the art of appreciation. We return with the art of gratitude this morning. We say, Father, thank you for the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost that has continued to draft multitudes into this church since the year began. We praise your name. You can power that prayer in the spirit. You can pray in your understanding, appreciating God intensely this morning for the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost that have been drafting multitude into this church since the year began. Leka ande kerop ralo katuzia mare parakande ketozi ekere kataya rasotande pralo kataya rasusekete e pre katoza mare pande katuzege ekere kataya mare prala kataya. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. Begin to wave those hands to the Lord in appreciation of multitudes he has been drafting to this church since the year began. We thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
I have dominion. Shortly we'll rise, giving thanks to God. We'll be saying, Father, thank you for silencing all our adversaries, thereby granting us a triumphant ride all through the year. That amen can be stronger. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voice in thanksgiving. Father, thank you for silencing all our adversaries, thereby granting us a triumphant ride all through the year. Will you lift up your voice in thanksgiving? Father, thank you for silencing all our adversaries. Thank you for silencing all our adversaries, thereby granting us a triumphant ride all through the year 2019. We give you the praise and glory. Father, thank you for silencing all our adversaries. You silence them. Lord, we magnify your name. Thank you for silencing all our adversaries, thereby granting us a triumphant ride all through the year. granting us a triumphant ride all through the year. Father, we bless your name. We give you praise. Thank you for the triumphant ride from January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and now in December. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Thank you, Father, for silencing all our adversaries, thereby granting us a triumphant ride all through the year. Thank you, Jesus, for silencing all our adversaries. Father, we magnify your name. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Father, thank you for silencing all our adversaries, thereby granting us a triumphant ride all through the year. Thank you for the triumphant ride all through the year. Father, we thank you for silencing all our adversaries. Thank you for silencing all our adversaries. Lord, we magnify your name. Jesus, we bless you. We celebrate you. Thank you for granting us a triumphant ride all through the year. Thank you for granting us a triumphant ride all through the year. Father, we magnify your name. We say thank you for silencing all our adversaries. You silence them. You silence them. You silence them. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Thereby, you granted us a triumphant ride all through the year. We magnify your name. Thank you for the triumphant ride you granted unto us. Father, we magnify your name. Jesus, we celebrate you. Father, we glorify you. Thank you for silencing all our adversaries, thereby granting us a triumphant ride all through the year. Lift up your voice. Give God quality thanks for granting us a triumphant ride all through the year and silencing all our adversaries. And silencing all our adversaries. Lift up your voice. Let heaven hear your voice of intercession. Father, thank you for silencing all our adversaries, thereby granting us a triumphant ride all through the year. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for silencing all our adversaries, thereby granting us a triumphant ride all through the year. Lift up your voice. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Magnify him. He that giveth thanks in the spirit, doeth it well. Le kobraka tuze debra. Maro sukete brelu kadaba. Le ketobra. Rekote braliata. Maro suzekete brelia. Akato brele daba. Maro sokoto brelia. Rakata bala dobre. Eko pala dobra. Le ke suze debre. Maro suza. Mateke prolia daba. Le ketobre. Rekambroliata. Rekendo brelu sakataba. Makaro sose kabralia. Reko suze debrelia. Eto baladu sadaba. Lift up your hands. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Magnify his name. Jesus, we celebrate you. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and you may take your seat.
I have dominion. We shall be praying. Say, Father, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Psalms chapter 65 and verse 4. Blessed is the man whom thou causest and chooses and causest to approach unto thee. Please rise this morning as we lift our voice, saying, Father, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening. Father, in the name of Jesus, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. For blessed is the man that you choose and cause it to approach unto thee. Let everyone return with a blessing indeed. In the name of Jesus, satisfy everyone with the goodness of your house. Father, in the name of Jesus, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Someone lift your voice this morning and pray this prayer that must be answered, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening. Gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Give every man, every woman, every boy, every girl a turnaround encounter with your word. Lift your voice this morning. Pray in the spirit. Pray in your understanding, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening. Here in Cana Land and across all our zonas centers, gather multitudes, gather multitudes, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening, and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Let each one return with a blessing indeed. Let each one return with a change of story. Someone lift your voice this morning and pray this prayer fervently. Pray with boldness, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening. Gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening. Gather them from everywhere. Gather them from everywhere into our midweek service this evening. And give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Lift your voice some more. You can pray in the spirit. You can pray in your understanding, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening, and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Let each one return with a change of story, with a change of level. Father, in the name of Jesus, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening, and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. You can pray in the spirit. You can pray your understanding. Nesopranika palina shila pratina. Zomian tempania. Noto proklekisa prendia nishika pandia. Lerodiano suzabia. Lift your hands this morning and give him thanks. Father, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give Jesus a bigger hand. Please take your seat.
I have dominion. It's time for personal supplication. A time to present our personal desires before the Lord. Mark 11:24 says, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. As you present your personal desires to the Lord in faith, which is expressed by your thanksgiving, you shall receive your desires in Jesus' mighty name. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as you begin to speak to the Lord. Begin to speak to him right now concerning your personal desires in faith, in the mighty name of Jesus. Please rise up to your feet right now. Lift up your hands. Begin to express your thanksgiving to God. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him adoration. Magnify him. Glorify. Wave those hands in appreciation to God, because he's granting each and every one of your personal desires. He's granting each and every one of your prayer points that you have made, laid before him, your supplications. Give him all the glory that is due to him alone. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Please put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
I have dominion. It is testimony time. Give the Lord a big clap of praise. As you listen to the following documented testimonies, you shall be blessed. Number one, healed of cancer and gastritis by prophetic declarations at Shiloh 2019. I had total thyroidectomy surgery on October 15, 2019 as a result of a swelling on my neck that comes with severe pain, which has also affected my voice. Further examination of what was brought out from my neck during the surgery shows it was thyroid cancer. I was referred to National Hospital Abuja for further examinations and therapy. Apart from the thyroid issues, I have also been suffering from stomach ulcer, gastritis, and abdominal discomfort for years, to the extent that the drugs no longer work for me. I was scheduled for next appointment by January with the results of the test. I told myself that all this harassment on my health will end at Shiloh 2019. I came to Shiloh 2019 with great expectations. And lo and behold, my expectation was never cut short. Give the Lord a big clap. In one of the encounter nights, when Papa asked us to write just three things that we want God to do for us, it was the major issue I wrote there. That encounter night, Papa declared that as the Lord liveth, that night will be the end of such issues in our lives. I believe the prophetic declaration by God's servant. On getting home after the Shiloh departure, when I looked at myself at the mirror, I discovered the swelling is no more there. Glory be to God. I had to call my sister to show her too. I was full of joy. Thank you, the God of Bishop David Oyedepo, for confirming the words of your servant in my life. To God alone be all the glory. The testifier is M. Oyinye. Let's give the Lord a big clap of praise. Number two, 8 years insanity healed by prophetic word. I have come to return the glory to the God of this commission. My brother ran mad 8 years ago, and we have done all we can, visited all places, but to no avail. During the third encounter night at Shiloh 2019, while Papa was making prophetic declarations, I connected my faith and stood in the gap for my brother, believing the healing power of God will reach out to him. And to the glory of God, the healing power of God reached out to him, and he was healed instantly. I return all the glory to the God of this commission. The testifier is Ifeoma O. Shall we please rise unto our feet this morning and give the Lord the biggest clap of praise?
Will you lift your hand and voice and give thanks to God today from the depth of your heart? Thank him. Our God is faithful. The testimonies we have heard are his doings, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Let your voice of gratitude be heard on high this morning as you lift your voice and as you give quality thanks unto the name of the Lord. Father, we have come today to say thank you. The one who heals cancer, the one who heals gastritis, the one who heals insanity, who turns the lives of people around, the one who breaks chains and opens prison doors. Will you give him the glory that is due to his name? He's the God of Shiloh, the one we are giving thanks and praise unto. Let your voice of gratitude be registered on high. Let your voice of gratitude be registered on high. Let your voice of gratitude be registered on high. Lift your voice and give him thanks. Lift your voice and give him praise. Lift your voice and give glory unto his name. Celebrate the faithfulness of our God. Our Father, we have come to say thank you. We have come to glorify you. We have come to honor you. We have come to give praise and glory and honor and adoration unto your name. You are worthy of all the praise and of all the glory and of all the honor and of all the adoration. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. And blessed be your holy name. And blessed be your holy name. Are you giving thanks to him? Also thank him for the answers to prayer, your intercessions and supplications that he has heard this morning and granted answers unto. Father, we say thank you. Now ask him to speak to you today. Lord, speak to me today by your word. Let your word transform me. Let it change me. Let your word establish my testimony today. Thank you, Father, for it, and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Our Father, we have come before you today, and we are grateful for all that you have done. We thank you, Lord, for the testimonies we have heard, because they are your doings, and they are marvelous in our eyes. For the answers to our prayers, we say thank you. And now we are before you asking that you will speak to us again. By your word, let every one of us be changed, and let us be transformed. We give you all the praise and all the glory for it. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated in his presence. I have dominion. Our line of exhortations for this week has been engaging the mystery of thanksgiving and praise for fulfillment of prophecy. Engaging the mystery of thanksgiving and praise for fulfillment of prophecy. One of the discoveries we must make about God is that our God is a God of patterns and protocols. God is a God of patterns and protocols. He said to Moses, "See that you do all things according to the pattern that was shown to you upon the holy mountain." Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 5. So God makes it very clear that he's a God of patterns and he's a God of protocols. That means that with God, to every product, there is a process. There is a pathway to every destination. If you are going to enjoy any, as it were, result with God, you must of necessity recognize the protocols and the processes to follow. Where they are not respected or regarded, the outcome can never be secured. When we talk, therefore, about fulfillment of prophecy, we must recognize that with God, there is a process and there is a protocol. God gives the word of prophecy, but the fulfillment of the prophetic word has specific demands that must be met in order to see it come to pass. The scripture makes it very clear to us that one of these processes and protocols is the process of thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, the Bible says, "In everything, give thanks, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything, in every situation, in every circumstance, we are commanded to give thanks. And it says, as we do so, we are fulfilling the will of God. And in Hebrews 10 and verse 36, the Bible says you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you may obtain or inherit the promises. So God makes it very clear to us that when it comes to inheriting the promise of any prophecy, the pathway for its fulfillment is the pathway of appreciation and gratitude. It means, therefore, that gratitude is not only for the acknowledgement of what has been done, but it is the preparation for what must be done. If you are going to see God's hand at work as it concerns you, then gratitude is a vital necessity. You cannot do without thanksgiving, because without thanksgiving, you cannot see the fullness of what God has in store for you. We have the example today of Hezekiah in scriptures. In the book of Isaiah chapter 38, beginning from verse 1 to 5, we know the story of Hezekiah, how that the Lord had sent a word through Isaiah to tell Hezekiah to put his house in order, that the sickness he was facing was going to be unto death. He was coming to the conclusion of the matter. The Bible says that Hezekiah turned to the wall and he cried unto God and prayed. He began to speak to God, asking God for an intervention. He said, "Lord, you know that I have walked before you with the integrity of my heart. I've followed your ways. I've done all that you have commanded. Will I now be denied of the residue of my days?" He prayed with everything within him. And the scripture says that while Isaiah was right in the courtyard, he sent him back. And he said, "Go and tell Hezekiah that I have heard him and I've added 15 more years to his days." He went with a prophetic word. But for that word to come to pass, we are told in Isaiah chapter 38 and verse 20, that Hezekiah said, "When I saw that the Lord was ready to save me, I will sing my song." In other words, he saw that God had given the word. He had not seen the prophecy fulfilled yet, but he knew that the protocol to see it fulfilled was to start celebrating God at that instance. Remember in Psalm chapter 56, we are told there, verse 4 and verse 10, it says, "In God I will praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word." So God makes it very clear to you and to me that when it comes to prophetic fulfillment, there is a pattern. That pattern involves engaging God in thanksgiving and praise. If you want to get the best out of your walk with God, you must know what it takes to give him thanks continuously. That's why the Bible makes it very clear that in everything, give thanks. In what? In everything, give thanks.
You don't see good and thank God for it, but you actually thank God on your way to see good. In other words, you prepare the pathway for God to deliver what you desire by thanksgiving and by praise. You see, intercession and supplication may give God invitations, but it is appreciation that brings God's intervention. If God is going to step in, then you must ensure that the atmosphere of thanksgiving and praise is perpetually created. The moment you create it, you have made a habitation unto God. We must recognize that that is our duty. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5, the Bible says that we are all lively stones. He said, and we are built up into a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices that is acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. What is one of those sacrifices? Hebrews 13 and verse 15. It said, let us offer unto God continually, not seasonally, but continually. He said, the sacrifice of praise, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. So thanksgiving and praise is one of the sacrifices that we must be offering in the temple of our life in order to continue to make a habitation worthy of God. Every child of God is supposed to be built up into a temple. We are supposed to be a habitation for God. But for God to inhabit our lives, we have the responsibility of offering the sacrifice of praise continually. If you look into the scripture, you will discover that one of the things that was required for Israel to keep God's presence continually with them in the tabernacle was that they had to offer the sacrifices morning and evening every single day. The continuity of the sacrifice continuously ensured his presence with them. In the same vein, you and I must continually offer the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. As we are doing so, we are retaining God. And when you retain God, you continue to see his intervention in your matters. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. That is why if you look through the scripture, you will discover that those who offer praise and thanksgiving for God to God, as it were, they don't need to look for God. God looks for them. John chapter 4 tells us very clearly, verse 23 and verse 24. It says that God is a spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. He said, because of such, he said, the Father seeketh. God looks for them. There are people looking for God. There are others God is looking for. He's looking for them on the basis of their thanksgiving and their praise. There are people who look around and say, oh Lord, where are you? And there are those that God is looking for and saying, where are you? I need to find you. And you know, the truth is this. A man looking for God and God looking for a man, who will find who first? God will find the man first. If you are searching for God, you may search for him and it will take you some time to find him. But if God is searching for you, it doesn't take him a moment to discover you. You see, when God begins to pursue man, that man's life becomes a wonder for all to behold. I'd like you to recognize, therefore, you see, when we offer thanksgiving, we offer praise, our heart is connected to God and God's heart is in search of us and is searching for us for good. I see God searching for you for good. And I see him decorating every department of your life. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Now will you rise on your feet with me this morning and now ask of God, Lord, I receive grace. Grace to continuously offer the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving unto you on the altar of my life. I receive that grace this morning. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Lord, it must be a lifestyle, not once and for all, but once and again. Like it was in the tabernacle, there was the morning sacrifice and the evening sacrifice. Lord, every single day, in the morning, in the evening, in the day, and in the night, give me, O Lord, grace to continue to give you praise, to continue to offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving, the fruit of our lips. Lord, I receive grace this morning. Lift your voice and make sure you are praying that prayer from the depth of your heart. Make sure you are praying that prayer from the depth of your heart. As you are asking him for it, he's hearing you.
And as he's hearing you, he's stepping in. Will you lift your voice and ask him for grace? Lord, I receive of you grace this morning. 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 Let it be made available to me. Let it be made available to me. Your grace, your grace, your grace, your grace, your grace, your grace, your grace. I receive it this morning. Are you giving thanks unto God now? Begin to give him thanks, exercising that grace. Exercising that grace. I thank you, Lord, as an individual. I thank you, Lord, on behalf of my family. I thank you, Lord, Lord, for all that you have done for me as an individual, for my family, for my assignment. I give you the praise for what you have done for us as a church. Give him the glory. Begin to appreciate him specifically concerning the various areas of your life. If you check well, there is too much to thank God for. The songwriter said, count your blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what God has done. Begin to thank him from the depth of your heart for the sustenance of your health, from the depth of your heart for his defense over your life, from the depth of your heart for his faithfulness towards his promises, from the depth of your heart for the encounters he has given unto you, from the depth of your heart for his blessings around you, physical blessings, spiritual blessings, blessings of the soul. Give him the glory, give him the honor, give him the adoration. Let your voice of gratitude be heard on high this morning. Make sure you are not keeping silent. Let your voice be heard on high. Let your voice be heard on high. Let your voice be heard on high. As you are thanking him, he's preserving your blessings. As you are thanking him, he's perfecting your blessing. As you are thanking him, he's multiplying your blessing. Will you give him thanks from the depth of your heart? Give him praise. Give him the glory that is due unto him. Even for the things you are expecting, begin to give him thanks for them. For the breakthroughs you are expecting, for the testimonies you are expecting, for the open doors you are expecting, begin to give him thanks for them. Begin to appreciate him. Thank him ahead. Thank him ahead. Thank him ahead. Thank him ahead. Whatever it is that you are waiting on him for, will you thank him ahead of it? Thank him ahead of it. Glorify him ahead of it. Celebrate him ahead of it. Give him the praise ahead of it. Are you giving glory? Are you giving honor? Are you giving adoration to God? Thank him and do it from the depth of your heart. Thank him and do it from the depth of your heart. Thank him and do it from the depth of your heart. Appreciate him ahead for all that he is set to do in your life as an individual. Give him the praise and give him the glory, the honor and the adoration. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. For you, as you have given thanks today, every desire of your heart that is yet to be delivered shall be speedily delivered. He said, for out of them will proceed thanksgiving, the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them. They shall not be few. I will also glorify them. They shall not be small. God is never dormant when man is grateful. The moment you are grateful to God, God is active in your life. He takes charge and begins to move you from level to level. I see that becoming somebody's experience. Even this December, God will surprise you. The things that you are not expecting, that you have already closed the chapter on, God will grant it to you as a testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now will you speak to the day? The day is loaded, but you must decree to determine what must be delivered. Speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. You shall decree a thing, and that thing shall be established. Right now, open your mouth and declare. The day is blessed. The day is loaded with testimonies. The day is loaded with breakthroughs. The day is loaded for progress. The day is loaded for productivity. Nothing fails today. On every side, today is a day of testimonies, of advancement. It's a day of turnaround. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. As you have decreed and declared this morning, so shall it be done unto you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
Be reminded, we are waiting upon the Lord, and we are gathered across all of our various zones this evening. 6 p.m. is the time for our communion service. Yet another encounter in God's presence. And I see Him moving you forward and moving you higher in Jesus' precious name. Let us share the goodness and personalize it. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Let's share it corporately now. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. I have dominion, and I take dominion. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go. Be blessed.